I'm over you.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. I just want to love somebody. I just want to love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart. I just want to love somebody that don't want me falling apart. And I'll be lucky if I ever find something more than just a crazy night.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information is all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Paris. It's the reopening of the towers at the Notre Dame Cathedral 6.5 years after the devastating fire, with President Macron on hand for the ceremony. Across the channel, Thursday in the UK, President Trump held a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses. A day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air, Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines, a day after deciding children under 4 should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News. The Federal Trade Commission, in a new lawsuit, is accusing Ticketmaster of cheating customers out of millions of dollars, says ABC's Andrea Fujii.
One alleged tactic? Allowing brokers or scalpers to use multiple Ticketmaster accounts to buy up more tickets than the legal limit. and then taking a cut of those extra fees. Seven states are now joining the new FTC lawsuit, which gives one example of a scalper who allegedly purchased 772 tickets to a 2023 Coldplay concert for about $81,000. The same tickets were resold for over $170,000.
No comment from Ticketmaster's parent, Live Nation. Texas A&M University President Mark A. Welsh III's resigning. He had faced criticism over how he handled a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wrote it was unacceptable. Welsh immediately took the side of the professor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. A new lawsuit filed over uncounted ballots in the city of Madison seeking damages for 193 people denied their right to vote in the November 2024 presidential election. The suit seeks to have a jury determine compensatory and punitive damages for the voters whose ballots weren't counted. Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski has been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Romanski says he looks forward to representing Wisconsin in important policy discussions across the Midwest. And Wisconsin cranberry growers are seeing an above-average yield this season. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association tells WXPR the group estimates 5.3 million barrels of berries will be grown this season. That's down from record seasons in recent years. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Aylin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
It's the final year of the John Harmon Chicken Dinners with the Durand Rod and Gun Club. The next dinner is September 25th, starting at 5:30 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club. Advanced reservations are required. Call Greater Insurance Services of Durand for reservations, 672-5921, 672-5921.
For excellence in auto bodywork and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From bodywork to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely as the day goes on. High temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Widespread showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the lower 60s. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
counting started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes fall apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my trust you with my heart.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Travis Tritt, can I trust you with my heart here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. The temperature's in the 60s across the region this morning. Have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be joined by Brian Doherty in our newsmaker segment, talking a little bit about the dairy markets this hour. The Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin has awarded $324,000 to UW River Falls for 7 water quality projects that the university is either leading or a partner in. The funding is part of more than $4.2 million allocated in this year's state budget to support water education and water research programs.
The projects will increase research and training opportunities for high school undergraduates and graduate students. And again, UW River Falls receiving a $324,000 grant. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic will be looking at alfalfa's value from field to the feed bug. This was recently presented at the Four-State Nutrition Conference, looking at the pluses on alfalfa. Certainly, we know that it has a very reduced emission of carbon, which is always going to be a plus here as we look here at the future. It can improve soil structure. Alfalfa will actually sequester nitrogen in the ground, so therefore it reduces nitrogen requirements in subsequent crops, reduces losses of water and wind erosion on farms as well, allows for impenetration of nutrients, reducing leaching or running off here as well, and certainly can improve the microbial activity in the soil as well. However, there's been a decline in the use of alfalfa, and part of that is related to yields compared to other crops, specifically corn silage as well. We also know alfalfa can have some scratch effects with some of the newer varieties coming out as well to increase rumination in the program. The amount of neutral detergent fiber will have a fill factor, and certainly that can be a plus or a minus in terms of rate of passage here. And another plus for alfalfa bill is that it's about 10% pectin. So it's a very soluble fiber source that is converted by the rumen microbes or to acetate and butyrate as far as that goes as well. Another factor will be fragility, and that is how quickly that product is breaking down based on its buoyancy there in the digestive tract as well, and therefore effects it has on cud chewing and particle size as well. And one advantage that alfalfa has compared to grasses is that it has a higher NDF digestibility out there in the feeding program. So they also went to a second part of this, and that was looking at the research on it. And there were two major studies that we looked at. One was coming from the MITRE Institute of New York, by Dr. Grant, and they looked at combinations of alfalfa and corn silage, from 100% alfalfa to 100% corn silage, and then 30-70, 50-50, and 70-30, and conducted this with 105 cows at the MITRE Institute. And they found that an intermediate level of a blend, and there the winning one was going to be either 30% to 50% alfalfa, and, of course, the reciprocal being corn silage as well. And they also found that with the higher corn silage diets, they had a lower melchorrhea nitrogen, which meant better capture of the ammonia and also increased the de novo synthesis, which means the mammary gland made more milk fat as well. Another study from the University of Wisconsin with Dr. Glenn Broderick here, they had a very similar type of study, and they also found that an intermediate level of alfalfa was optimal there, and they saw a little bit higher level of milk production protein with the intermediate levels as well. So our take-home messages, Bill, today will be that certainly there are advantages and disadvantages of alfalfa. Take a look, and it appears like the blended of the alfalfa and corn silage is a nice complementary fit. And finally, economics, land, slope, rotation. These are all factors that play into those decisions on the amount of alfalfa being raised on your farm. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
As U.S.-Mexico joint efforts continue in New World screwworm prevention and eradication to protect cattle on both sides of the border.
Many have said that our partnership with Mexico right now is as strong and as transparent as it has been in decades.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins had a recent visit to Oklahoma. She told an audience that among the increased collaboration between the two countries to address NWS,
we are conducting almost weekly and daily audits of Mexico's screwworm response and helping develop a more risk-based trapping plan.
Audio courtesy of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Another example of U.S.-Mexico NWS prevention, detection, and eradication partnership.
We are working especially in Veracruz and along the border. Mexico currently deploys about 150 traps in the high-risk areas alongside our own 108 traps along the border, demonstrating a partnership that we believe will be very, very important moving forward.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coming up on Monday, we'll check the markets with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I said he had a lot of potential. He was only misunderstood. You know, he didn't mean to treat me so bad. He wanted to be good. We'll be right back.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis, Cleopatra, Queen of Denial, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, 67 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk up 10 to 17.55, November up 16 to 17.15, December and January were steady, December at 17.10, January 16.97. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels steady at 164, 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 168 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Cash butter down a half to 180 and a half, seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 114 and a half, nine trades on the day. Dry whey up two to 63, two trades on the day. Cattle are called mixed. Hogs are called higher today. Cattle futures defied the prospect of lower cashes and continued weakness in boxed beef to close higher on Thursday. Tight cattle supplies seem to remain the focus of the trade. Now, hog futures were mixed after rejecting the significant losses early on Thursday. Traders didn't want to press the market too far to the downside. There had been some higher pork cutout values. So while the trade wanted to move prices lower, they didn't want to go too far, and prices ended up being mostly mixed yesterday. October live cattle opens the day at 230.237, December 234.15, February 235.77. February feeder cattle open at 358.17, October 351.72, November 347.22. October hogs open at 97.47, December at 87.70, February at 89.70. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans are higher, while wheat markets are relatively flat this morning. There's really not a lot of new news in the markets to really trade the markets one way or the other. Now, the soybean market, though, will continue to be focused on the talks between the U.S. and China today, and their soybeans are higher on some hope that there could be some type of an agreement to get some Chinese purchases of soybeans to start back up. December corn up 1.5 this morning to 425 and a quarter. March up 1.5 to 443. May up 1 to 452 and a half. New crop 26 up a half to 463 and a quarter. November beans up 3.75 this morning to 1041 and a quarter. January and March both up 4. January 1060 and a half. March 1075 and a half. New crop 26 up 1.5 to 1081 and a quarter. October soybean meal up $2 to 285. October soybean oil down 24 cents to 50.33. Chicago wheat, December steady at 524 and a quarter. March also steady at 542 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, December up 1.25 to 573. March up 3/4 to 592 and a half. Energy markets this morning are lower. October crude oil down 32 cents to 63.25. November down 29 cents to 62.97. Meanwhile, October and November gas both down 2 cents. October at 199, November at 193. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevier Durand, cash and October corn 364, December 369, new crop 26, 403. Cash and October beans 928, December 937, new crop 26, 970.
Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, 369 and three quarters. October, November, 373 and three quarters. December, 378 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and October corn, 423 and three quarters. December, 423 and three quarters. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn, 368. Cash and new crop beans, 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 374, new crop 26, 413, cash beans 935, new crop 26, 990. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 378, October, November 377, new crop 26, 417. Cash and October and November beans all at 943, new crop 26, 1019. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, new crop 370, cash and new crop beans 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 119 to 164, bulls 168 to 204, calves 500 to 1630, beef steers at 239 to 655, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 115 and down, bucks 255 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242, finished beef heifers 230 to 247, finished dairy steers 205 to 217, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 161 to 216. Hog markets, market hogs 77 to 84, light sows 76 to 83.50, heavy sows 82 to 85, and boars 30 to 39.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there
city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. And we are going to talk about dairy markets this morning. And again, thanks, Brian, for joining us. And when we recorded this, for point of reference, we recorded this on Thursday afternoon, right around 12:30. And Brian, I guess I have to take the blame here. Yesterday on Wednesday, we had the really nice bounce in milk markets, really nice bounce in butter. This morning it started the same way, really nice bounce going, and I'm thinking, I betcha we're hitting a low. I got to call Brian and reach out to Brian. We got to do an interview on this. 10 minutes after I got, if you said, yeah, let's do an interview, the markets went down. So I guess it's my fault.
So you jinxed it, yeah. Well, that was a pretty good surge in two periods between yesterday and then again this morning's jump. And when you move that much that quickly, you've got to continue to find buyers. And on the initial move yesterday, or maybe in the, you know, this goes back 3 or 4 days now, when all of a sudden everything was on what I call a fire sale. When you look at what cheese did, when you look at butter prices, everything's on sale, right? And sometimes I think it's a matter of processors buy as needed, and they don't step up. Somebody steps up, and then they all step up, right? And they come in and start buying, and they recognize the value. So the real question is, well, why did the market get so weak the previous week and a half or 2 weeks? Because really all we did today was move back up to where we were at the end of August. So if you look at the kind of the net change price, we're still in this bigger downtrend, Brian. And I think the reason the market can't get enough traction right now is simply that there's just a little bit more product than is needed right now. And if you look at the milk production reports, I think they say everything. Milk production per cow is up. Milk cows are up. Efficiency, that's the milk production per cow. Really important. Good feed, cheap feed. You've got a lot of good things, but the big catalyst maybe behind this idea, the herd, you know, holding together or growing a little bit month in and month out, is this very, very, very nice price for beef calves or calves. And so it's a balancing act between breeding for beef and trying to hold heifers back and not hold heifers back. So I think there's just a lot of dynamics, but the simple part of it is that we've got just a little bit more milk and therefore product than the market is consuming right now.
Brian, a lot of times, and you and I have talked about this before, so late August into September, we start to get the butter bounce for the holidays. It just doesn't seem like people are planning ahead for the holidays, at least on the processor side, for butter.
Better product, better milk, better products, better milk, more butter per milk. That's part of the equation, right? But it is, suffice it to say, it is a product that is very attractive to the marketplace right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see the butter market all of a sudden start to make a turn and move at least respectively back toward the areas where it came from, looking for that $2 to $2.50 area. To get overly optimistic on that, I think we have to have some, you know, really strong expectation that world inventories are getting narrowed down or that demand is going to increase. Global dairy trade reflects all of that, and the global dairy trade has not had a strong track record as of late. In fact, it's been a weak one. So you've got a weak international market, you've got ample inventory, and it's a good bargain. When I say bargain, it's you're producing something that probably costs less than that it takes to produce it. So that's a bargain. So be patient. Demand will cycle in. But what I'm trying to do is temper attitudes that we're, you know, at market clearing prices that are reducing the cow herd, that the dairy herd worldwide is on the decline, and that we're ready to see a big run higher. Unfortunately, we're still in the expansion phase right now, and part of this might be the growing pains of looking at expansion of plants that can handle the inventory. We need more cows, and more cows, more inventory, more product. at a lower level, at least for a while.
Talking with Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing from Stuart Peterson this morning. Brian, and you know, so we have a lot of these fundamental issues out there. Does the change in the federal milk market order, is that really, is that causing any of this? Or is that part of it too? Because I remember when we were talking about, okay, these changes are going to come through and all that. Oh, be on the lookout. We're going to have lower prices because of it. Does that have anything to do with this or not?
I think the jury is still out on it, but it seems to be reflective perhaps of that, where I don't know. When there's such a fundamental change like that, if you can kind of pinpoint and say, oh, this is what's going to happen. I think what has been created is an environment where you've got a higher component product to the milk. That is in part why butter is so tough where it is. I don't have a good answer for that. That might be a little beyond what the market knows at this time and what I would know. Suffice it to say, I think your basic fundamental in the marketplace is still basic supply and demand, and we've just got a little too much of it. I worry about the consumer isn't just stepping up and, you know, they're changing tastes and habits over time. That's maybe a bigger concern of mine.
So Brian, how can dairy farmers navigate this right now? Because because there's all kinds of other issues with markets as well, but how can they navigate this?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things to navigate here. First of all, let's take one step further and say, well, there's inputs and there's output, right? So on the input side, I think the thing to navigate there is to recognize that there are, you know, it's been a good year for crops and hay and such, but maybe not a great year. You've got some disease pressures in corn, some of the southern rust that might impact the overall yield. And you're really seeing the corn market jump here about 25, 30 cents off its lows. Now, that's not a panic point at all from an end user perspective. But one, keep a really close eye on that, and keep a close eye on soybeans and soybean meal. Meal is kind of a stepchild of the complex. Everybody likes soybean oil right now, and there's plenty of soybeans. In theory, 300 million bushels of carryout. On the other hand, there's just not enough concern at the moment. There's not a trade deal at the moment. When I say concern, it's concern with the crop at the moment. But I'll tell you, if you look at the last month and a half, when you look at Missouri, when you look at Illinois, when you look at Ohio, when you look at Kentucky, you look at a lot of states, not Wisconsin, not Minnesota, not necessarily the northern half of Iowa, but it has turned brutally dry again. And I think that could impact the bean crop, therefore the meal crop. So, you know, things could be ready to change there. Plus, the world's had 2 years of big crops everywhere. If South America has some weather issues here in the upcoming months. So the question is, like on a trade deal, is China going to buy beans or not? Well, we don't know, right? It's hard to outguess, or politicians are going to outguess. And it's estimated that Brazil could supply China for the year ahead, but they can't supply China forever. There's about 176 million metric tons of soybeans exported. China takes 112. Brazil could supply those, and then Brazil is tapped. The U.S. captures another roughly 30 to 40 million, and then there's still another 30 or 40 million left over. So that market could have a different face really quick. As far as milk, how do you navigate this? Watch for rallies, watch for opportunities to do things like get your insurance in play, look at selling call options if you're willing to take that kind of financial risk, but learn how those work. Learn how to buy a put, learn how to sell a call. We are in agriculture and have been for a long time in these just really dependable big uptick in production periods. And unfortunately, it takes demand a while to catch up to those before it can push prices higher again.
Brian, you did mention the situation with China. How, I guess, let's talk a little bit. Well, even though it's not a dairy, it's the soybean trade. How concerning is it to you, and how concerned should soybean farmers be that even at this point, we still haven't had any Chinese purchases of beans. Is there a big concern, or is it something like this? This will be temporary because, yes, Brazil can do it at least early, but it can't be permanent.
So everybody's going to have a different opinion on this. I would, the way the market has been trading, we are in a very tight sideways pattern. November beans can't get much above 10.50. They don't drop much below $10. And you can narrow that trading range in. So it's marking time waiting. And then what's it waiting for? It's waiting for do we get a deal? Do we don't get a deal? Does China come and buy? Don't they buy? What does the crop really look like? 300 million bushels of carryout is the forecast. That is a pretty slim number if the yield doesn't measure up to 53.5 acres. The USDA on the August supply and demand report, September supply and demand report basically reflects through the end of August, decided that the drier conditions in August were worth a loss of 0.1 bushel. If we see a number that drops yield 1 bushel an acre, not 1/10, but 1 bushel an acre, that drops 80 million bushels off the carryout. That's 220. Traditionally, that's probably $11 to $12 beans, $11.50, $12.50 beans. So there's not a lot of room to err. And so I think everyone in the world is sort of on hold right now, seeing if China's going to come up and buy. I'm not too overall worried about it because I think in the grander picture, at some point they need to step up to the plate. I guess I want to have some faith in the administration, said, hey, look, we've got your back. We saw the Secretary of Agriculture earlier on in the summer or midsummer say, look, if we get into this harvest winter, there's not a deal. The president's got your back. I don't know what that means, but they're aware of it. She's keenly aware of it. And so we're all waiting to see what develops. But the whole point of this, again, for the dairy producer is, you know, you might be hearing, oh, these, you know, bean crops, big crops, our beans look good in the area. There's no rush. There's no worry. There's no hurry. That could be something that changes really quickly. So just be ready for the change. I would be buying call options in soybean meal as a safety valve. And then I don't have to all guess what Trump and G are going to talk about tomorrow. Right? Concentrating on strategy and not trying to guess outguess what politicians are going to outguess.
Brian, if farmers have questions, how can they get a hold of you to get some, to maybe talk a little bit more about this?
Thank you, Brian. I always enjoy just hearing. So I prefer a phone call first. So our phone number is 800-334-9779. And then if they want to just shoot me an email, some people prefer that. It's my first name with a Y, though, not an I. So brian@totalfarmmarketing.com. And shoot me your question that way. No dumb questions is the old saying, right? And really, just there isn't. It's just let's just kind of talk about different scenarios and then how do you manage that. So as you know, Brian, I've worked with people a long time. The goal is to get them thinking strategically the what ifs, right? And I don't think a lot of dairy farmers, maybe there were people out there. I'm so deep in my own trench trying to work with producers and shift risk that, but I don't remember, you know, people out there forecasting that we'd see $240 cattle and calves would bring this much and that we'd see milk prices drop off this suddenly here in August. But that's the nature of the markets, and that's what we've got to be prepared for.
As my dad always told me, Brian, the only dumb question is the one isn't that's not asked. So
there you go.
All right, Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing from Stuart Peterson. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one. The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms are expected through the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Now, scattered shower chances will also continue into early next week, though rain chances will be a bit lower each day. Then mainly dry weather is expected from Wednesday onward next week. Highs will range from the upper 60s through upper 70s through late next week, with no appreciably dry or breezy days through the period. Mostly cloudy today, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs will be 69 to 74, relative humidity is at 75 to 80%. Southeast winds at 6 to 11 will see anywhere from 5 one-hundredths to 1-tenth of an inch of precipitation and about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers or storms. Lows 57 to 62, relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Anywhere from 2-tenths to 3-tenths of an inch of precipitation. For Saturday, an 80% chance of a shower or storm. Highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 75 to 80%. South winds at 5 to 8. Another 2-tenths to 3-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. Could see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs once again 70 to 75.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and to Kelly.
If you have perennials that are too crowded and not as nice looking as they used to be, it's time to divide them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From one plant, you'll have many more plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.